Oh, well, hello there. Welcome to my shop. I don't often get many customers at this hour. Did you have something in particular you were looking for? Just browsing. Are you quite sure? Oh, okay. So you did have something in mind. Well, what is it? What can I help you with? You can't sleep, you say. Ah, well, as much as I want to give my customers what they desire, it would be a rather bad idea to give you anything from these shelves. Yes, I fear you may have come to the wrong shop. Oh, no, sweetie, no. No, this is a pharmacy, not a pharmacy, no. No, anything here that would knock you out is, it's gonna do it permanently. Oh, hey now, don't give me such a crestfallen face, Oh, 2 days? You haven't slept in 2 days. Oh. No, that's never good. Can I ask why? Why so long? I see. A lot of ruckus at home. Well, yeah, that would do it. I'd know. I actually come here to sleep myself, if you can believe it. Well, yes, at home there are, several little will-o'-wisps that float around with their little candles at night. They're always trying to lure people into the woods with their lights, and I can hear them whimper and whine for days when I chase off the children who get, a little too curious for comfort. Yes, they're such a trouble, really, but they do serve their purpose. As everything does. And in that vein, I know exactly what I can do for you. Well, I'm not sure why you chose to come here rather than, put yourself up in a hotel, but I'm sure you have your reasons. Bugs. Bugs is... that's your reason. I see. No. You're quite serious. I know. I can see that. I just... I don't know. I think it's a little cute. Oh, well, I mean, with everything humans should be afraid of, your biggest concern is... No. Just let me stop there. You're exhausted, and it's my pleasure to satisfy my customers, so I'll tell you what. I sleep here, right? So I have a very nice, comfy, cozy bed that I can assure you has no bugs in it. So why don't you follow me into the back room and you can rest your weary head? Yes, I'll put some tea on and I can set to work on organizing a few of the potions and talismans I have here. Oh, no, it's no trouble at all. I was actually headed back there until you came in. Like I said, there are so few customers at this hour, so I honestly just don't mind. Yes, it's fine, I promise. Come now, sleep doesn't come to those who worry, so put your reservations aside and follow me. Here we are. Let's turn the lights off and cast a little spell over the candles here. Oh, yes, these were collected from the little rascals who tried to leave the forest to find new prey. Many try to claim that the little buggers can't be killed, but, well, I do run a pharmacy and they don't, so who would you believe? All right, here. Make yourself comfortable. You already look quite comfy. Settling in okay, then? Do you need an extra blanket? Okay. I figured not. I mean, that one is stuffed with phoenix feathers. Oh, no, no, no. I'm only teasing, but the look on your face is priceless. Oh, come now. Why would I waste phoenix feathers on a blanket? No, they're much more useful in spells and potions. No, no. No, I would rather slay 1,000 cockatrice and salvage what little feathers they do have and use that to keep warm. And, well, that's exactly what I've done. Oh, come on. Don't give me that face either. There's no joke here. I despise those things, and, well, I was more likely to give in to violent impulses way back when. But the blanket's held up for quite a while, considering it's been, what, a few hundred years, I think? What? Does that surprise you? Well, to be honest, it surprises me too. I've seen a lot in my line of work. But, spun with enough threads of fate, I guess you could stitch anything together for eternity. Now, are you all settled in? All cozy and warm? Good. I'll be just here, sorting out a few orders. Now, let's see. I do a little moonlighting, selling a variety of miscellaneous potions, but honestly, this moonlighting is starting to take over quite a bit. Yes, I suppose the question would be, I mean, do I expand? I don't know. It might be worth it, honestly. Let's just see what the orders are. Okay, let's see here. These aging potions. Honestly, they've been selling a bit too well, though. Heaven knows there's been more millionaires going belly up, and suddenly the estate falls into the hands of a debonair young gentleman, or ravishing young woman, or what have you. Jeez. Maybe. Oh, I am a demon, aren't I? Maybe I ought to sell them an animate corpse potion, along with the aging one. Just tell them that their target will only stay dead if this is given in a moment after death. Well, at least then the news wouldn't be so boring. Well, what other orders do I have here? Let's see. Ooh, bad luck is always a fun one to make. I wonder, do I even have any fire vines left? No, I think I might need to order some more. Though, with the worlds entangled in their own issues, it might take too long. No, I'll probably need to go down to hell and fetch them myself. Jeez, that's gonna be a hassle. But what can I do? I have to provide them a service, don't I? Huh? Oh, my apologies. Is my chatter keeping you awake? I mean, I could be quiet if you prefer. It's just I was an only child growing up, and I didn't have too many people to talk to, and so I talked to myself. Granted, that does make me a bit strange to outsiders, but all things considered, it's probably the least odd thing about me. Human? Oh, no, heavens, no. No, I'd never want to be human. No, I'm a demon, though an illusion charm keeps the horns and markings hidden. For convenience, you see. Well, yes. I mean, like you, many humans come in making the mistake that, you know, I run a wholesome herbal pharmacy and try to order some mundane pills or powders, but with one look at the horns, well, you can imagine their reactions. I mean, it's good, you know, the first few times, but you start losing customers and, well, it becomes a whole issue. No, too many humans think they're the only thing of importance in this realm. They never pay attention to the things they should be worried about. Too focused on shiny things like, oh, I don't know, what do humans get into these days? A new promotion or a new phone or a new lover or just whatever have you. They pay no mind to the things that want to maim them while they sleep. I mean, I'm sure you didn't even notice the hell pup snoozing outside my shop, now did you? No, she's a good girl, my cookie. Will literally shred a human like confetti in a few seconds, but she's a good girl, and you know what else? She finally learned to bring me the mail without hurting the mailman. Yes, I was quite proud. Oh, now why are you looking at me like that? Do I scare you now? Well, I'd hope not. That would be a lot of shade for a pot to throw at this kettle, I'll have you know. Hmm? Oh, sweetie, you aren't human either. Well, not entirely, anyway. I can smell the fey on you, even if it is deceptively faint. Oh, come now. Is it really that hard to believe? Okay, here. Let me take a guess, okay? Let's see. You've always been a smooth talker, haven't you? You've been able to wiggle your way out of most trouble? Oh, don't be modest. It may not be up to par with, you know, a full-blooded fae, but you do make do, don't you? And you probably have an affinity for animals, sometimes even preferring them over humans as well. Oh, did I hit the nail on the head on that one? Then, for my final trick, I'll declare that you likely have a hypnotic singing voice. Though a siren would still destroy you with a single note. Oh, you look torn between wanting to believe what I've said and relying on your cynical side to protect you from what you might not wish to know. Well, ignorance is bliss, so if you'd like to stay in that ignorance, you should probably start paying rent, lest something come by and shake you free of your misconceptions even further. Now, are you sure the chatter doesn't bother you? All right, let me know if that changes. Let's see. Take these, and what orders are these? Let's see. Okay, so I'll need to make 4 bottles of Endless Hunger. Oh, dear. I wonder what these will be used to do. I know some try to water it down and use it to help with those struggling with eating, but... I know that one fellow turned it into cannibalistic hunger and... Well, that didn't end well for him or his victims, did it? No, it's best not to think about it. I don't really care who wins, just... It's not the business I'm in. Let's see. Ooh, 2 vials of compulsion. That shouldn't be too hard. So long as the clients have provided notes for the instructions the victims need to follow. Ew, corpse explosion? 3 bottles. Oh, jeez. Someone must be getting creative. Or maybe they saw what Cookie did in the alleyway to that thief, and maybe they're trying to recreate it. No. That's just paranoia setting in. let's see. Oh, jeez. This is a big order, isn't it? Who is this from? The magistrate. Oh, dear. He really is serious, isn't he? Oh, jeez. He did mention his worry about the warlock on the mountain, but... Oh, yes, I know he was also worried about the billowing clouds of green smoke, but I didn't think he'd take action so soon. Ooh, anti-magic charms. Yeah, I suppose that might work. We'll see how that fares him and his men. Let's see, what else? A few paralysis potions. Good choice. Yes, indeed. Oh, dear. Looks like I'm gonna need an entire cauldron of mana bleed, too. It might be a bit of a dirty play, but I guess if you're going up against a potentially insane mage and those minions he calls apprentices, well, yeah, we're gonna need a lot of mana bleed. Fuck. Well, I can get started on that tomorrow. It's honestly a bit late now. Huh? I'm sorry, what? Why do I make these sorts of things? Oh, well, because I'm quite good at it. Or at least I'd like to think so. What do you mean, falling into the wrong hands? Huh, I see. And who is to judge which hands are wrong and which are right? Is it you? Well, it certainly isn't me. I'm not here to cast judgment. I'm here to make charms and potions, and that's just what I'll do. Truth be told, I don't honestly think anything is, you know, inherently good or evil. It just is. These potions and charms just are. You and I are, well... We just are, aren't we? Any labels would come from a bias that I'm not keen to take up because, well, once you've chosen a side, you've raised the stakes, and you should only do that with vampires, I'll have you know. Those bloody bats live so long and think they know everything, and always looking down on those with only a couple centuries under their belts. I think only they are more judgy than humans. And honestly, that's saying something. But never you mind that. Vampires are something I do take action on. I'll have none of them here, so you will be safe. And so will I. With that said, I should probably go pull some cockatrice meat from the freezer. I imagine Cookie is quite hungry, and, well, it's always better to feed her before she gets it in her head to go find her own meal. Will you be quite all right here by yourself? I mean, I do advise you not to touch anything, but if you do, I guess Cookie will get a snack. I shouldn't be too long, but do give a yell if you need something. All right.